room, and we were all crying. And my dad was sitting in this rocking chair, just saying how much he loved us, but that he and my mom were going to separate. He's going to move out, but he's going to still be in our lives. And he closed my eye, and it was very, very difficult. I was in fifth grade at the time.
Of course.
And I remember it being, and nobody else in my entire neighborhood at that time, this was in 1979, you know, nobody else was caring for divorce. We were the first, like, of anybody I ever, not divorced, but separated. The first family, like, of anybody we knew who was separated, you know. So it made me feel really weird. I felt really strange. So anyway, I mean, that's certainly a memory I will always, you know, I will have. But it's not a happy memory, per se. It's kind of a life-altering thing. But just trying to think of... I mean, there's all kinds of, like, funny memories, just things that were funny from my childhood. One of Nolan's favorite stories is when we were kids, we used to drive up to our cabin in northern Michigan, and there were four of us. I was the youngest of four kids, and, you know, my mom would drive us up to northern Michigan, and we would always fight in the car, you know, and it'd be 100 degrees and, like, you know, super humid. And we had this old station wagon that had vinyl seats, and we'd all be sticking to the seat. And she would just be, like, on the verge of a nervous breakdown, and she'd be saying, you know, the battling brats are at it again. She calls us the battling brats. And so this one time we're driving up north, and she just couldn't take it anymore. And she just pulled over to the side of the road. Just, like, pulled station wagon over to the side of the road and just got out of the station wagon and just started walking in the middle of nowhere. Where, you know, where is she going? Where, you know, I'm like a little girl. I'm like six, you know, like, where is mom going? Like, she'll be back. Don't worry. You're okay. It's fine. She'll be back. We just sat there on the side of the road and, like, sweltering, just waiting for our mom to come back. And after about an hour, she came back and she had calmed down. She said, I'm sorry, I just needed a break. Get in the car. We got in the car. And then this song came on the radio that was kind of a popular song at the time. And I remember the melody was like, da-da-da, da-da-da. And one of my sisters started going, sorry, mom, sorry, mom, sorry, mom, sorry, mom. And then we all joined in and started singing. And then my brother started saying, sorry, Dad, we have been bad. Sorry, Dad, we have been bad. And... like, we were just teasing her, just mocking her. And again, she's like, that's it. She pulled over the side of the road. She left us again. She started walking again because she just couldn't handle it. It was terrible. We just wreaked havoc on her life. So that's just a memory I always have. Whenever I think of that song that's on the radio and I think of it, and Nolan loves that story. He just